Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service International. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold while your call is transferred. We estimate your wait time to be between 10 and 15 minutes. Be careful not to fall victim to IRS impersonation scams. The real IRS will not call, email, or text you to demand immediate payment, nor will we call about taxes owed without first having mailed you a bill. The IRS never calls asking for your credit card, debit card, or prepaid card information over the telephone. For more information on how to report and protect yourself from tax scams and identity theft, go to www.irs.gov and type in keyword, tax scams. We apologize for your delay. Our customers are answered in the order received, so please do not hang up. The next available representative will be with you as soon as possible. Please wait.
Thank you for calling the Internal Revenue Service. Mr. Meyer speaking. ID number 10032278 46. How can I help you today?
Yes, hello. How do you do? This is the third time I'm doing this call because the line broke every time. I hope I get to the end with you. My name is Benjamin Hoekstra. I'm calling from Israel. And okay, I'll go through this again. I want to speak about my 2017 return. Well, it goes like this. I submitted by mail my 2017 and 2018 returns last September. A few weeks later, I got my refund for the year 2018, but not for the year 2017. I inquired what's the story, and apparently I was missing a form regarding health insurance. So I immediately sent it, and according to the carrier, you received it on January 9th this year. You, the IRS, of course. I waited until today, and today I got by mail a check for a refund for the year 2017, but it was $915 instead of the $3,000 indicated on my return. Now, I just spoke to someone else, but the line stopped in the middle, some connection problem. She was checking, and she said, while she was talking, she said, I see you have your credit of $2,000-something, but she just wanted to make sure. So she said, wait a second, and the connection was lost. So now I'm calling again, and this is where I'm standing.
Is this about your 2017, right?
This is about the 2017, yeah.
Can I have your social?
Yes, of course. It's 063-98. 7919.
Can I have your full name?
Benjamin J. Hoekstra. My wife is Ronit Hoekstra. My address is 13 Nachal Katlav Street, Beit Shemesh, Israel.
Postal code, apartment, if it's an apartment.
Apartment number is 11, and the postal code is 996-2043.
And your date of birth?
November 3rd, 1971.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Okay.
Hello?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, no, you went quiet, and I got scared again. Okay.
Sorry. It'll be a little quiet. I don't want to disconnect, put you on hold and your phone disconnect.
Yeah, okay.
So I'd rather just look up the things, you know, while we're online. So did you, okay, so. Oh, what was this? How much is your refund?
$3,000 it should be, but I received $915.
Okay, that's how much we gave you.
Yeah, well, she's, why? Why is the discrepancy? The one I spoke to before you, she looked in some module or something, and she said that there is indeed credit of $2,000, and then she the line died on me. So maybe you can find something.
I think, let me see what's going on.
My guess is that for some reason
it went to your health.
What?
Insurance. Yeah.
And I sent it in. My guess is that that this check was sent before you received or before you processed my what was the number of that form? Something health insurance.
1085.
8965, that's the form.
89, right.
But I want to make sure that, so you send the check based on before receiving the, but I want to make sure that it's been processed and that I'm supposed to be receiving the rest as well, so.
When did you send that form in?
Well, it was late December. And you didn't receive it until January 9th, because I'm guessing you were on vacation or something like that. It was supposed to be an overnight thing, but the carrier did not give it in until January 9th. Now, this check is dated January 31st, so whatever. How can it be 915? You know, I forget what she told me. I'm asking you. Why is it 915?
Because 285 went to your health.
2085.
Yeah, let me do more research.
Did you receive my health insurance form?
I'm gonna check that. That's the things that I'm gonna check.
Okay.
What was the form number?
8965. And I have a signature of a receival from the IRS.
No, we didn't receive it yet. Let me check one more source.
Are you sure? Because she told me, the one I spoke to before you, she saw it. I didn't tell her all this, and she saw it herself. She said there's 2,085. Credited to you and whatever, I'm supposed to get it sometime. And then she didn't finish the sentence, but she saw it.
So yeah, we did. Yeah, we do. But let me place you on hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We did get it. Let me place you on hold. 5 to 7 minutes.
Hello?